More than a decade ago, on these airwaves, NPR's Ari Shapiro attempted to eat one of the most pungent foods in the world, a fermented Swedish herring called surströmming. It did not go well.
Oh, God.
It's coming out.
I couldn't do it.
Ari decided it was time to face his fears and give surströmming one last shot.
The first thing I had to remember was, I am not alone. Other brave souls have tried to eat surströmming and failed.
I don't know if I might throw up.
When Matthew Barzin was U.S. ambassador to Sweden a few years ago, he fed this fermented fish to his children and posted a video on YouTube.
All right, Marianne.
How's that for cultural diplomacy?
I shouldn't try ever again.
I knew that if I hoped to do any better, I would need professional help.
We love surströmming, and if you'd like to try it, we're happy to.
Absolutely.
Malin Soderström is a renowned chef and cookbook author in Stockholm. Her waterfront restaurant, Hjärta, is closed for the winter, but she has opened her doors on this night just so we can try the pungent delicacy.
So I took down three different kinds of cans.
One can has her face on the side. It's called Malin's Mix, a mix of surströmming fillets and whole fish with roe.
I think it's so fun because lots of the Swedish chefs, they do make their own wine, they have their own beer, they have their own pots and pans and so on. But I thought I go for something very extra. I go for my own surströmming.
The cans bulge under the pressure of the fermented herring inside. And when she opens it, an aggressive smell jumps out of the can with a hiss. It's like Roquefort cheese, vinegar, and seafood all in one. Soderström explains that my mistake when I tried this a decade ago was sticking a fork in the can and biting into a fish like it was sashimi. That is not how surströmming should be eaten. She suggests chopping it up as an open-faced sandwich on crunchy flatbread with butter, sliced potatoes, chopped red onions.
You can use like sour cream, dill, and also some chopped chives could be nice to have.
The surströmming becomes a funky, salty baseline of flavor, layered with tastes that are creamy, crunchy, sharp, and herbal. Oh, and there is one more must-have accompaniment.
The beer is a very important part. Do you want to...
Herring has been a key part of Swedish culture for centuries. Long ago, Swedish workers were even paid in herring. And fermented surströmming allowed people to preserve their catch long after the fishing season was over. Finally, our sandwiches are assembled, and it's time to eat.
How do Swedes say bon appétit?
Smakrig måltid.
I ate the whole thing, and then I had another. When we were finished, Malin Soderström even gave me a can of surströmming to take home with me. It sits unopened on my counter, bulging. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
Coming up, the story of a former basketball player who had an epiphany in 2002 when he was playing pro ball overseas.
I said, I'm going to be a movie maker. As crazy as it sounds. And at that time, I really was like, I'm going to do this and it's going to happen right now. And it did not happen right now.
Director Dion Taylor's Path to Filmmaking. That's in the next part of All Things Considered.